Well, the 7th high school volleyball rankings of the season came out late yesterday afternoon. Holy Trinity Catholic retains the top spot in Class 1A. Fremont Mills is in at number 14 this week. In 2A, Dyke New Hartford is number 1 with Trainer ranked 14th. In 3A, Solon is on top with Red Oak at number 3. Kemper Catholic is ranked 14th. In Class 4A, Harlan is ranked number 1 again this week with Lewis Central 11th, Creston 12th, and Carroll 13th. And in 5A, Bettendorf is number 1. Abraham Lincoln checks in at number 8 in this week's poll. Well, in high school football playoff action, or high school football action tonight, not the playoffs quite yet. Some playoff implications around the region tonight, though, in some of these matchups. Our matchup here on the radio tonight is a non-district game. It's a 3A versus 2A matchup as Atlantic will visit Shenandoah. Trojans and the Mustangs haven't battled each other since 1991, and they'll take on each other tonight in a non-district game that we'll have for you live here on the radio. Coach Eric Waldstein says when you look at Shenandoah's offense, they pretty much want to do one thing.
They're going to run the football. That's what they like to do, and that's what they're good at. And, you know, offensively, you know, you got to kind of hang your hat on something, and that's what they do is they run the ball pretty efficiently, and that's what we're expecting to see is them, you know, try to run the ball at us.
Led by their fullback, Andrew Gray, they'll try to run at Atlantic. Atlantic will try to do likewise. We'll have the game for you tonight here on the radio. We're on the air 6:30 with the pregame show, and 7 o'clock is kickoff tonight. You can hear more from Coach Waldstein at 4:45 this afternoon on our Trojan preview show. And you can listen live here on AM 1220, FM 101.1, as well as on the web at KJAN.com and on your smartphone with the free KJAN app. And we'll be providing live streaming video of the football game tonight as well. If you can't watch it from the bleachers, you can watch it from your favorite easy chair with a computer. Just go to the TV page at KJAN.com, and you can check that out. Chris and I will have the call of the ball game for you tonight. Other 3A District 8 matchups tonight. ADM is at Glenwood. Creston plays at Harlan. Winterset is at Dallas Center Grimes. In 2A play tonight, District 8, Clarinda visits Kemper Catholic. East Sac County is at West Central Valley. Red Oak will host Prairie Valley tonight. Class 1A District 1 sees Underwood at AHSTW. IKM Manning is at Northwest Webster. Otebolt Arthur BCIG plays at Missouri Valley tonight. And also it's West Monona at Trainer. In District 8, Panorama will host Des Moines Christian, while Southwest Valley is home to Van Meter. In Class A football tonight in District 1, Audubon is at Westwood in an important district matchup. Logan Magnolia plays at Griswold. St. Albert is at Maple Valley, and Riverside plays at Tri-Center. In Class A District 8, Bedford will host Clarinda Academy. Nottoway Valley is home to Martinsdale St. Mary's. In class, in eight-man football tonight, in District 1, pretty good matchup this evening of a couple of teams that met in the semifinals of the playoffs last year, as Exira EHK will host Newell Fonda. Exira EHK enters the game with a perfect 6-0 record.
We had quite a few kids back from a year ago, but when you lose 6 and 7 seniors, you know, it's always going to be a work in progress, and we've had to have a lot of younger kids step in and fill the roles of some kids that have been injured and have been out with some of our seniors. So, you know, I think we're slowly but surely starting to become a better football team. You know, we don't pay much attention to the ratings or anything like that. You know, we're just trying to get better week to week.
That's Spartans coach Tom Peterson, who says Newell Fonda is making strides after losing all of their starters from last season. And Newell Fonda is 3-1 in the district, and they need a win tonight to keep their title hopes alive.
We got to raise our level. We're closing in on the end of the season and hopefully the postseason, and it's that time of year when you got to raise your level. You know, the other critical piece is turnovers. You know, you can't give a football team like Exira and the weapons they have on offense additional opportunity.
That's Newell Fonda coach Brian Wilkin. After opening the season 0-3, the Mustangs have won 3 straight. Exira EHK beat Newell Fonda 56-7 in last year's semifinal round of the playoffs. Other District 1 games tonight are Weva hosting Bowyer Valley. River Valley is at home against Kingsley Pearson, and West Harrison visits Woodbine. In 8-man District 7 tonight, Ankeny Christian Academy is at Adair Casey. Guthrie Center hosts East Union. Murray is at home to Northeast Hamilton. And the lead in 8-man District 7 is on the line tonight as Glidden-Ralston faces Coon Rapids Bayard. The winner has the inside track to the district title and the number 1 seed in the playoffs.
You get a 1-4 matchup instead of a 2-3 matchup, which some years can make a world of difference in the playoffs. You want to keep that home field as long as you can in the playoffs also. So, yeah, you know, that all comes into play, and I think both coaching staffs are aware of that, and I think both teams are aware of that.
That's Glidden Ralston coach Craig Lynch, who says it's a matchup of powerful ground attacks.
This game's going to be won or lost up front. We know what they like to do. They know what we like to do, and it's just a matter of both teams, you know, who's going to stop who or who's going to stop who more often. Very powerful running game, good runner, good size in the line. So, yeah, it's a challenge.
Well, Coon Rapids Bayard coach John Kesselring says that both teams are eyeing a district title.
Getting in the playoffs is one thing, but, you know, as we saw last year, you know, we were on the road for the first two rounds. You know, we feel like our environment here and our atmosphere here gives us an advantage playing at home. And so that's big for us. And, you know, if you get that number one seed, you put yourself in position to host multiple playoff games if you do what you're supposed to do. So, you know, this one means a lot to us.
Kesselring says the Glidden-Ralston offense has a number of different weapons.
You know, last couple of years, Coach Lynch has probably had, you know, one primary ball carrier, maybe another guy that carries it some. Right now, you know, it looks like he has three really good running backs who can carry the ball, and they're just really well-rounded. They're really good on special teams. They're really good on offense. They're really good on defense. There's just not a lot of weaknesses there.
That game will be played at Coon Rapids tonight. Also in 8-man District 8, Cam is at home against East Mills. Nishnabotna plays at Essex tonight. Fremont Mills is at Lennox. And Stanton will play in Sydney this evening. On college football news, the 13th-ranked Georgia Bulldogs will be without their top offensive weapon when they take on number 23 Missouri Saturday. Tailback Todd Gurley has been suspended indefinitely while the school investigates an alleged violation of NCAA rules. The university did not reveal the alleged violation. Gurley is considered a leading Heisman Trophy contender. He tops Georgia with 773 yards rushing and 8 touchdowns. In addition, he has a 100-yard kickoff return for a TD. Notre Dame football coach Brian Kelly says the 5 players held out of practices and the first 5 games of the season because of an academic dishonesty investigation will not be available Saturday when the 6th-ranked Irish host North Carolina. Kelly says none of the 5 players practiced this week. The school has been investigating whether those players submitted papers and homework that had been written for them by others. The university issued a statement Sunday from spokesman Paul Brown saying the hearings had been completed on October 3rd, and the players would be informed about the decisions as soon as deliberations on each case were completed. The Indianapolis Colts couldn't have played a better first quarter than they did last night, and it was enough for them to escape Houston with a 33-28 win over the Texans. Andrew Luck threw 2 of his touchdown passes while the Colts were grabbing a 24-0 lead in the opening period. He hit Ahmad Bradshaw and Kobe Fleener for short touchdowns after Trent Richardson ran for a 5-yard score. T.Y. Hilton had 4 receptions for 140 yards on the 3 touchdown drives. Luck was 25 of 44 for 370 yards, 3 TDs, and 1 interception. Hilton finished with a career-high 223 receiving yards, including a 33-yard TD grab that put the Colts up 33-21 in the third quarter. Hilton's touchdown became huge after Texans defensive end J.J. Watt returned a Luck fumble 45 yards for a touchdown. Watt has scored 3 touchdowns in 6 games this season. The 3-3 Texans had 2 opportunities to take the lead late, but the Colts recovered fumbles by Andre Johnson and Ryan Fitzpatrick in the last 5 minutes before improving to 4-2. That's tops in the AFC South. Texas prosecutors have filed a motion to revoke Adrian Peterson's bond and have him rearrested after the Minnesota Vikings running back allegedly admitted to smoking marijuana while he was awaiting trial on a felony child abuse charge. Peterson allegedly told a worker conducting his urinalysis exam during a Wednesday court appearance that he smoked a little weed. Not taking any illegal drugs are common terms to adhere to when you're out on bond. The Detroit Lions have barred a teenager from all Ford Field events for using a laser pointer at a game against the Bills on Sunday. Buffalo quarterback Kyle Orton and holder Colton Schmidt said they had a laser directed at them during a 17-14 win over the Lions. Detroit City Attorney Melvin Hollowell identified the alleged offender as a 17-year-old from West Bloomfield, Michigan. He says the teen will be ticketed for disorderly conduct, a misdemeanor. The Baltimore Orioles will have shortstop J.J. Hardy for a few more seasons, and they don't plan to have Chris Davis for the American League Championship Series against Kansas City. Hardy has signed a 3-year contract that includes an option for 2018. Hardy has averaged 21 homers in his 4 seasons with the Orioles and won gold gloves in 2012 and 2013. He batted .268 with 9 homers and 52 RBIs in 141 games this season and was 3-for-10 in the American League Division Series versus the Tigers. Hardy could have become a free agent after the season. Meanwhile, Orioles manager Buck Showalter says first baseman Chris Davis won't be added to the team's 25-man roster for the AL Championship Series against Kansas City. Davis still has 5 more games to serve in a 25-game suspension that he received from Major League Baseball on September 12th for testing positive for Adderall, a banned amphetamine. He could be put on the roster if the series goes at least 6 games and the Orioles lose a player due to injury. The St. Louis Cardinals are sticking with the same rotation that clicked in the first round of the postseason, and ace Adam Wainwright is set to pitch Game 1 of the National League Championship Series against the San Francisco Giants. Manager Mike Matheny announced his starters yesterday, 2 days ahead of the series opener tomorrow. Lance Lynn will work Game 2, followed by John Lackey and Shelby Miller. Michael Wacha, who didn't pitch in the Division Series, will remain in the bullpen, available for long relief. And another full night of National Hockey League action last night as the season getting underway saw Pittsburgh beat Anaheim 6-4, Columbus down Buffalo 3-1, Montreal in a shootout 2-1 over Washington, New Jersey outscored Philadelphia 6-4, Detroit beat Boston 2-1, Tampa Bay over Florida in overtime 3-2, it was the New York Rangers over St. Louis 3-2, Nashville 3-2 over Ottawa, Chicago in a shootout wins 3-2 over Dallas, Minnesota blank Colorado 5-0, Calgary over Edmonton 5-2, and Winnipeg 6-2 over Arizona. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.